This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Abadu, my brothers and sisters, we get these reminders every day. Reminders that one day we will also go on the same path that these other brothers went. There is no doubt about this. There is no doubt that if we are born, we will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." فَمَنْ زُخْزِي عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that every single soul, everything, every living thing will die. Human beings will die, animals will die, birds will die, trees will die, germs will die, bacteria will die, everything will die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَيَوْتُ الْمَاتِ. And on the day of judgment, you will receive your true reward. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward in keeping with His majesty and grace. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a standard to judge who is successful, who is not successful. فَمَنْ زُهْزِي عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah said, only the one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only this person is successful. Nobody else. And then to reinforce that, Allah said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This life of this world is deception. So in this life of this world, you find somebody who had great power and authority and great name and fame and great wealth and whatnot. And you had somebody who had the opposite of that. This is not a sign of success and failure. Allah is saying, this is not a sign. The sign of success and failure is on the day of judgment. Who gets Jannah and who gets Jahannam? That is the sign. Who gets Jannah and who gets Jahannam? Urwa bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, al-Thaqafi, from the Banu Saqif of Taif, was a man about whom people said, why did Allah choose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give nubuwwat when this was the real man? He was the man who should have been given because he is a noble man, he is wealthy, he is very good looking, he is this. And he came in Hudaybiyah, he came to negotiate on behalf of the Quraysh. He happened to be in Makkah, so they said to him, you go and negotiate. So he came to Hudaybiyah and he said to him, Sallam, he said, yeah, Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have surrounded yourself with the scum of the earth. Who are these people? These are trash. Now he's talking about the Sahaba. He said, these are trash. You surrounded yourself with these people. And when he was talking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would keep touching his beard. So there was another Sahabi standing next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his face was covered, he was in chain mail. And every time Urwa bin Mas'ud touched the beard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this Sahabi would hit his hand with the flat of his sword. This happened 2 or 3 times, then he said, the next time it will be the edge of the sword, if you touch the beard of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Urwa bin Mas'ud said, who is this? He said, I am your nephew. The same Urwa, I'm talking about who is successful, who is not successful. So in the dunya, Allah gave this man wealth and power and authority and everything. The same man came and accepted Islam. After Fath Makkah, he came, he accepted Islam. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I will go back to, because Taif had not become, they had not accepted Islam yet. This is after the Hunayn, Battle of Hunayn. The Taif had not accepted Islam. So Urwa bin Mas'ud said, I will go back to Taif and I will convey your message and I will preach Islam. Rasulullah said to him, be careful because we don't know what they will. He said, no, they love me. I am their leader. They love me. Nobody can harm me. He went there. He preached Islam. And somebody killed him. So he was Shaheed fi sabilillah in Islam. This man who came and he said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this trash you have surrounded yourself with? Huh? So how we are in this dunya, it doesn't matter. It doesn't show anything. What is true is what is with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the hearts. He doesn't see the faces. He doesn't see the physical condition of a person. He doesn't see their color, you know, which race. No. But Allah created everything. Allah knows. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is equal. Allah sees the hearts. The one who goes to Allah with a pure heart, with a qalbun salim. And therefore I remind myself when you focus on this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today one of the traps of shaitan is, you have people who come into Islam, who become interested in Islam, and the first thing they go into is complicated, conflictful masail of fiqh. So they don't worry about the connection with Allah. They don't worry about Tawheed. They don't worry about the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't worry about the Seerah. They don't nothing. Instantly, first question, should I cover my head when I am praying or not? Should I move my finger in tashahud or not? So-and-so is doing Rafaidain, so-and-so is not doing Rafaidain. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Get the priorities, get the important things right. I'm not exaggerating. People ask me all these questions about this complicated thing in the salah. No one asks me, I don't have khushu in my salah. What should I do to get khushu? And the only thing which Allah mentioned with salah is, وَفِي salatihim. Khashu. Ajeeb, eh? The only thing important to Allah is, do you have khushu and salah or not? Not whether your head is covered, not whether your finger is moving. What? But we are concerned about all of those things. The thing we are not concerned about is khushu. And then we say, I saw this fatwa. Let me clarify something for you. There is a fatwa and there is a hukam. Please understand this, right? There is a hukum and there is a fatwa. What is hukum? Hukum is the rule. A hukum is complete in itself. A hukum does not need anything else to support it. What is the hukum? Hukum is the kalam of Allah. The hukum is the kalam of Muhammadur Rasulullah, because Allah said about him, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak of his own volition. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. What he says is revelation. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيَى وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah said, Allah has permitted trade and Allah has prohibited interest. I absolutely love this ayah. There are other ayahs around it, which come to, including the ayah which Allah declared war on the people who deal with riba. But this one particular piece, أَحَلَّ baya wa harrama riba, I love this because this is the kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the glory and majesty of Allah. Allah is saying, I have permitted riba, I have permitted trade, baya, and I have prohibited riba. Why is riba haram? Why? For the same reason you did not eat in the morning today. Why did you not eat? It is Ramadan, you did not eat from suhoor till iftar. Why? Because my glycemic index needs to come down. Because my body fat mass has to be balanced. Is it? Because my sugar has to be... You fasted for only one reason. What's the reason? Because Allah said so. Khalas. No other reason. I fasted because Allah said so. This is the essence of Islam. The essence of Islam is we do it because Allah said it.
That is the hukum. This is complete in itself. Right? There is nothing. Does not need any support. Allah said so is the hukum. Is the complete thing in itself. So Allah said riba is haram because I say so. That's it. There's no other reason. Trade is halal because I say so. That's it. So now you got somebody with a fatwa. He said, no. See, that was in the 7th century in Arabia. This is America. We have Citibank. We have this one. We have that one. We have the WTO. Does that change anything? He said, Sheikh, I got this fatwa, Sheikh. Wallah, this is America. So there's a different God for the work, is it? Please, understand this. A fatwa is an opinion of a mufti. Can the mufti be right and wrong? Of course. The hukum is the word of Allah. Is there a difference between the two? Wallahi, there's a difference between the difference bainal ard wa bainal sama, between the earth and the heaven. No fatwa can cancel a hukum. Even if every mufti in the world gets together muttafaqun alay and they say from tomorrow morning riba is halal, riba will continue to be haram. Just like if somebody says pork is halal, you say, my brother, you know, you make life difficult, right? You say you must eat only zabiha halal. Do you know something? We got people from Egypt. Do you have this term zabiha halal in Misr?
No.
You got from Maghrib. Do you, when you in Rabat, in you have some zabiha halal? Huh? We have in India, we have a surah. Zabiha halal, we surah kabhi. Why not? Because the only thing which is halal is zabiha. Zabiha is what makes meat halal. There is no need to say zabiha halal. Zabiha halal is a redundancy of words. But in America, they created this term. Why? Because they say, no. There is zabiha halal and there is halal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Why? Because machine slaughter is halal. Then a roadkill is halal. Right? Chicken crosses the road, I hit the chicken and I pick up the chicken, I eat it. Why? Machine slaughtered. My car slaughtered it. So machines, my car is a machine, right? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Zabiha is the method by which meat becomes halal. So we say, no, brother, you know, you're making life difficult. After all, you see, this is so expensive. So if you want to buy the cheapest meat, you know what is the cheapest meat in this country? Pork. Cheapest meat in this country is pork. And believe me, there are people who will give you a fatwa for this also. Scholars for dollars, right? Scholars for dollars. Pay enough dollars, you get the fatwa. In America, pork is halal. Khalas, eat. Does it become halal? No mufti in the world can make something which Allah made haram into halal. Or what Allah made halal into haram. Nobody in the world. Don't fool yourself. Because on the day of judgment, you and I are going to stand alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing there will be the hukam of Allah, not the fatwa of whichever dollar compliant mufti you found the fatwa from. Doesn't matter. That fatwa has no meaning if the fatwa is going against the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eat halal, earn halal. These are the 2 points. Interest as far as earning is concerned, food as far as zabiha is concerned. Eat halal, earn halal. For God's sake, have some shame. Have some shame. I come from a country where the people are, some of them are Brahmins, high caste Hindus. They don't eat meat their entire life to please their gods, who we consider to be false. And you're willing to sell your iman for one leg of a chicken. My iman is worth one leg of a chicken. Because on the one meal I don't get meat, it's like, oh my God, what will I do? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ek baar gosht mila to zindagi khatam ho samajhte ho log. Ajeeb hai. Only a few of us can understand this language, Hyderabad. Anyway, so my brothers, let me not take more of your time. Please understand, let us get our priorities straight. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get involved in needless complications of the fiqh. Do not divide hearts. Join people together. Alhamdulillah, the one doing rafaidar is right. The one not doing rafaidar is also right. The one moving his finger is right. The one not moving his finger also is right. The one praying Taraweeh 20 rakat is right. The one praying 8 is right. The one praying 2 is right. The one praying 12 is right. The one praying 15 is not right. Okay? Because mathematics has some meaning also in this. Okay? Kam rakat khamastash. So, please, keep hearts together. Don't get involved in these things. Focus on the connection with Allah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is what we say every single time in so far. Iyyaka, ya Allah, I belong to you, you are mine. I am yours, you are mine. Right? Get this one connection right, inshallah, on the day of judgment, we are through. Inshallah. No problem. Because if I say, I am yours, Allah says, yes, you are mine. Khalas. What else do you need? Nothing. Finished. I am home and dry. Right? Get this one thing right. Don't worry about looking at other people, pointing fingers, complications, conflicts. No. Forget all this. Eat halal, earn halal. Inshallah. Right? Jazakallah khairan. Make dua for these people who passed away. Make dua for us. Because their test, inshallah, is over. Inshallah, we ask Allah for Jannah for them. Our test is continuing. So we need to make sure that we are on the right track, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.